Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. As always, I continue to broadcast from Central Florida, from Ocala, Florida, at the Stay Strong Seminar Series here physically in the Ewers Century Center, which is part of the Central Florida Community College, and we're having a great time here. Going to have even more fun later in the day as when I deliver some of my thoughts to a group of local entrepreneurs. But right now, I've got going to have some entrepreneurs right in front of me, as we did last hour. And my guest this segment, I should say, is Paul Frank. He's the owner and the manager of Frank's Pharmacy here in Ocala. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Now, in the previous hour, I talked to two gentlemen who operate a family business. You brought your son into the business. And so that, now you have a family business.
Exactly.
What's that like?
It was a real joy to have him in our business, and we're celebrating 25 years this year.
Congratulations. So. Did you found the business?
I sure did.
Yeah.
And we started in a small town right outside of Ocala in Redick, Florida, and then we came into Ocala in 1985 with a traditional pharmacy.
Right.
And then we sort of niched that into custom compounding of medications for individual patients.
What does that mean?
That means we make up a medication specifically for you, if that's
really
what you need, right?
And how do I get that? Does the doctor prescribe that?
The doctor prescribes it.
Designer medicine? Is that what you're talking about?
Designer medicine. It's sort of the wave of the future.
Really?
Yes. Because everyone is different.
That sounds exciting to me.
It's not.
I've got some aches and pains nobody can seem to fix.
Well, we can help you right here in Ocala.
All right. I'm glad to know that. Now, I'm not going to get thrown in jail or anything, but
It's all legal, right? It's all legal.
Because I kind of like my freedom. I don't want to get into trouble.
We'll keep you nice and young.
Okay, good. I like that idea. But now, not only do you treat human beings, you treat animals as well. And I noticed in the material that they gave me that you treat humans and their companion pets.
Exactly.
When I thought of that, I thought of, you know, like Shih Tzus and Pekingese and things like that. But really, you think of companions, you also think of horses, don't you?
We sure do. And
when is pretty handy for you right here in horse country.
That's exactly. Our biggest, you know, one of the biggest draws of Ocala is our equine industry.
Right.
And we have thousands of, or hundreds of nice horse farms here in the area.
Yeah.
And the horses.
I saw a 200-acre horse farm for sale on the way in here.
You did?
Yeah, I started to stop by and see what they wanted for it, but I didn't have time.
No, we'd love to have you down.
Yeah. That's all I need is to get in the horse business. That's all I need is something else to throw my money into. Now, I have to say this. Folks, as you know, Big Brown won the Derby and the Preakness, right? And many think he's going to become our first Triple Crown since, what, 79. Now, tell us where Big Brown was trained.
Big Brown was trained right here in Ocala in Broke, in a little farm outside of Ocala here, by name Eddie Woods.
Eddie Woods was the original trainer of Big Brown.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he's not now, but he was originally. And so folks, now you know, you got the connection between Big Brown when you see him in about 3 weeks or so win the Belmont. Hopefully, then you'll see the connection to. But you actually never provided any designer drugs for Big Brown, right?
I can't say that I did.
what's the drug business, the small business pharmacy business? It's really been having a tough time with all the big boxes, hasn't it?
It really has.
How do you compete against those guys?
It's mainly our niche markets and serving our people, and we really do what we can to help those people in real need. And so we have delivery service. We like to cater and serve our patients.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we find that they come back, and the money always is there after we show that we care about them.
You've done what I've been telling small business owners, regardless of who they are. I tell small business owners to thank Walmart for coming to town. Thank the big boxes for coming to town. Because what they do is they keep the people who were never going to buy from you anyway out of your hair.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And because you talked about your niche, you find people who want the extra service, who want the extra care, the extra love, and who are willing to pay for that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Everybody else can go to CVC, mm-hmm. CVS, or whatever the names are, right? Walgreens or whatever.
There was a survey done, and 85% of our patients prefer to have service over money. So
that's what's happening. For one thing, you're saving them time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk about that later today,
okay.
Is about how much more and more people are wanting to save time more than money.
Right, and they want to be taken care of and talked to and listened to, and they want to explain their issues with us,
right.
And us give them back the hopefully the right answers.
So here's the thing. You're never going to put Walgreens out of business.
No.
But there are people out there who don't want to go there, at least not for everything. They want something a little bit more, and I'm going to talk about that later today, too. You're a perfect example. I mean, how is it that a tire store, a small business tire store, stays in business when Walmart can sell tires cheaper than Jim's Tire Store can buy them?
Exactly.
How do you do that? By doing what you do.
Right, and we do it outside the pharmacy, because in our community we see more people outside there and know them and be able to talk to them and their families and
mm-hmm.
know what their needs are, and then we can help them.
Well, I see businesses like yours, not just in the pharmacy but other industries, go out of business because they haven't figured that out.
Hmm.
And it's you can't fight the price war either, can you?
No. Because we're bombarded on a lot of sides, from mail order to the chain stores and to the groceries.
Yep.
There's pharmacies.
Yep.
Everywhere.
When did you notice that you were going to have to start change your philosophy, your business model?
Probably 2 years into our business.
Really? 23 years ago.
Because
that's actually a good thing.
It is.
It would have been worse if it were the other way around. You'd been done it 23 years the other way.
Exactly.
You might not be here right now.
I used to go into the other stores in our community, and what they had, that's what I tried not to have.
Yeah. Yeah, offer something else.
Right.
And that's the beauty of the American marketplace, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody out there that will want what you have. You just got to make sure that you provide that and that you understand that that's what your job is.
Right.
Right?
True.
I got about a minute left.
Okay.
What are your last thoughts? What would you like to tell some people out there who are competing in the marketplace like you?
Well, I just think they got to go out and take a risk and stick to it. And if they have a good plan and execute it, and they'll be successful and hang in there. Because I certainly had our pitfalls early on in our business.
Right.
And we learned from them, but we were able to persevere and stick with it and keep moving.
So. There's that plan word again, folks. Ron Ewers mentioned it a minute ago, or in the last hour. That plan word, it keeps cropping up, popping up, so it must be something to it. Give us your website.
It's franks.com, very easy.
Now you and I are going to talk later. I'm going to tell you about where my aches and pains are. You're going to give me some designer medicine.
I'll help you there.
But it's all legal, though, right?
All legal.
Okay, all right. Thanks. Paul Frank, thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
For being here.
I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Frank's Pharmacy. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And my next victim is Teddy Gauze. I think I'm saying the name properly. I'm not sure. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.